Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something very specific and very powerful in drum and bass. A shuffle breakdown that still feels like it's rolling forward. So this is not the kind of breakdown that just stops the track and floats away into some pretty ambient pause. Nah. In jungle, old school rollers, and darker modern DNB, the breakdown can still carry weight, still keep the body moving, and still make the drop hit harder. The trick is to reduce obvious drum pressure without killing momentum. Think of it as motion reduction. Not energy loss. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to lean on the groove pool, tight break editing, ghost notes, bass call and response, and stock devices like drum bus, saturator, auto filter, echo, beat repeat, and utility. The goal is to make a breakdown that breathes, skids, and rolls at the same time. We are building a 16-bar section around 172 to 174 BPM, with chopped break fragments, swung percussion, a filtered bass motif, atmosphere, and a clean transition back into the drop. And because this is advanced, I'm going to assume you already know your way around clips, automation, warping, and routing. First, before you touch sound design, decide what kind of groove language the breakdown is speaking. Is it more jungle chop, where the break slicing is obvious and the swing is more live and loose? Is it more roller shuffle, where the pulse is cleaner and the low-end hypnosis does most of the work? Or is it darker and more engineered, with less obvious drum detail and more controlled tension? That decision matters, because the swing, the editing, and the bass behavior all need to support the same identity. Open the groove pool and try something classic like MPC 16 Swing 57 to 60, or a more subtle humanized groove, if you want the shuffle to feel less obvious. Apply the groove to your break clip or your MIDI drum pattern, then keep the timing somewhere around 55 to 75%, depending on how much swing you want. Keep random low, around 0 to 10%, if you want the breakdown to stay tight. Velocity can sit around 10 to 25%, just enough to stop everything from sounding machine flat. Here's the important idea. In DNB, the ear latches onto micro timing more than it does on giant harmonic movement. So even when the section is stripped down, a swung rhythmic grid keeps it glued to the rest of the track. Now let's build the break itself. Bring in a classic break, or a loop with break-heavy energy, and split it into something you can actually control. If it's audio, warp it carefully. Use transient markers where the main kicks and snares hit. Beats mode is usually a good starting point if you want punch, and depending on how chopped you want it, keep reserve around 1/8 or 1/16. I like to think of this in two layers. Layer 1 is the main shuffled break. Keep it relatively stable, low-passed, and easy to follow. Layer 2 is where the personality lives. This is the micro-edit layer. Ghost hits, snare pickups, chopped hats, tiny rim clicks, and short reverse fragments. For the arrangement, don't just loop one idea for 16 bars and call it a day. Give it a phrase shape. For example, bars 1 to 4 establish the shuffle, bars 5 to 8 strip back some kick content and let hats and ghosts do more work, bars 9 to 12 bring in fragments and fills, and bars 13 to 16 ramp tension up toward the return. That phrase design is what makes the breakdown feel like a story instead of a loop. If you want more control, slice the break into simpler and use slice mode. Trigger a few high-value slices manually. Snare tail, ghost kick, hat tick, rim, maybe a reverse fragment. This is often better than relying on the raw loop, because you can compose the groove instead of just inheriting it. Now let's talk about the real sauce. Ghost notes and off-grid accents. This is where the timeless roller momentum lives. Not in huge drum hits, but in the little gestures between them. Put low-velocity ghost snares just before the main backbeats. Add tiny closed hats on the offbeats or the end of the beat. Use rim clicks or break noise as glue, and don't be afraid to nudge some hits by a few milliseconds. Pull a hit back by 5 to 15ms for a laid-back feel, or push one slightly early if you want nervous energy. If you're programming drums in a rack, shape the velocities with intent. Ghost snares around 25 to 50, supporting hats around 30 to 70, main snares around 90 to 120, and kick ghosts in the jungle chop zone around 35 to 60. Don't just randomize velocities and hope it works. Shape them in waves. Let them rise and fall over a couple of bars so the groove feels like it's leaning forward. Also, be selective with swing. You do not need to swing every layer equally. In fact, that can make the breakdown feel too polite. Sometimes it's better if the main break stays a bit straighter while the ghost layer carries the shuffle. That contrast is what creates the skidding, rolling sensation. Next up, bass. A shuffle breakdown still needs bass presence, but not full sub domination. The bass should answer the drums, not blanket them. Use a reese or a muted bass motif in Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. Keep it controlled with a low-pass feel, and if you want movement, use subtle detune or filter motion rather than huge note density. If you're using Wavetable, two slightly detuned saws with gentle phase movement work great. Keep the breakdown version of the sound filtered down, maybe with a cutoff somewhere in that 150 to 400 Hz range, depending on the patch. Then add saturator for a little grit, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive with soft clip-on if needed. Use auto filter to automate a slow opening sweep over 8 or 16 bars. And keep the low-end mono with utility. The real trick here is phrasing. Let the bass hit in the gaps between the drum ghosts. Leave space. Use short note lengths. Let it feel like a question mark after the break instead of a giant statement. In old school and jungle terms, the bass should feel almost unfinished. That unfinished quality is often what makes it dangerous. Now let's add movement without turning the section into a soup. This is where stock Ableton effects shine, but only if you use them with restraint. On a drum bus or a breakdown texture bus, you might use drum bus with light drive, maybe 5 to 15%, with crunch low and boom off, or barely there. Add a little saturator for extra grit. Use auto filter to pull the top end down through the breakdown. Use echo for short feedback throws on snare tails or reverse hits. Use beat repeat only on very specific moments, not constantly. And if you want reverb, keep it short or medium and filtered. That last part matters a lot. Reverb can destroy a shuffle breakdown if it washes out the transients. So keep decay somewhere around 0.8 to 2.2 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 30 ms, and high-pass your reverb return so the low end stays clean. A useful mindset here is this. Every effect should either support the groove or lead into the drop. If it doesn't do one of those two things, it probably doesn't belong. Now let's shape the energy arc across the 16 bars. This breakdown should feel like it has a narrative. Use automation to make that happen. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the break or drum bus. Bring the reese cutoff up slowly before the return. Increase reverb send on the last hit of each 4-bar phrase. Throw a little echo feedback on one transitional hit. Pull utility gain down by 1 to 3 dB in the middle if you want the section to breathe more. Then bring it back. Pan atmospheres or percussion slightly for motion, but keep the low end locked. A strong structure might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 give you the recognizable shuffle with a moderate low pass. Bars 5 to 8 thin the sub and let hats and ghost notes lead. Bars 9 to 12 bring the bass back in short answers and drop in a fill every 2 bars. Bars 13 to 16 open the filter, add a snare roll or break fill, and hit a final transitional event into the drop. That's the countdown. That's what makes the return feel inevitable. One of the most advanced things you can do is resample the breakdown. A lot of the best jungle-style movement comes from performance-like audio, not obvious loop repetition. So route the break bus or bass answer bus to a new audio track and record 8 bars. Then slice the best moments into a fresh track, or keep the audio and do extra warping, reversing, or micro-editing. Reverse a snare tail into a fill. Cut a bass swell so it lands right before the drop. Warp a tiny break fragment into a rising tension texture. These little moves make the breakdown feel like it was played, not assembled, and that matters, because jungle and old-school energy often comes from that rewired break performance feel. Now let's keep the mix under control. A shuffle breakdown can get too wide, too washed, or too soft really fast, so keep anything below about 120 Hz basically mono. Check the section in mono with utility. Use stereo width on atmospheres and FX, not the sub. High pass your delay and reverb returns aggressively enough to protect the kick and bass space. And don't let the break transients get flattened by overcompression. If you need a little glue on the drum bus, use glue compressor lightly, something like 2 to 1 ratio, 10 to 30 ms attack, auto release or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and just a few dB of gain reduction. If the breakdown loses punch, back off processing before adding more layers. In DNB, clarity is often the hardest hitting effect you got. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Overfilling the breakdown. If the break, bass, and atmospheres are all fighting for attention, the groove dies. Pick one lead rhythmic idea, one bass answer, and one atmosphere thread. 2. Applying swing everywhere equally. That can make the section feel stiff in a weird way. Let one layer carry the shuffle more than the others. 3. Too much reverb on drums and bass. Keep low and dry and use short tails. 4. Bass that plays full phrases instead of answering. Shorten the notes and leave holes. 5. No phrase arc. If every bar feels the same, The breakdown doesn't build tension. 6. The break being too quantized or too loose. Nudge by ear. A few milliseconds is enough. 7. Dropping the low end too early. Let a filtered sub-hint stay in a little longer, so the listener still has something to hold onto. If you want to push this into darker, heavier territory, here are some strong variations. Split your bass into sub and mid layers. Keep the sub mono and automate the mid layers filter or distortion. Use subtle drum bus drive instead of heavy compression if you want grime without killing punch. If the break gets harsh, automate a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Use reverse ambience only at phrase ends. Add a tiny amount of beat repeat only on selected fills. And if you want more tension, make the bass motif ambiguous. A half-finished bass phrase can feel more threatening than a complete answer. You can also get really interesting with contrast inside the breakdown. For example, do 2 bars of tight, dry detail, then 2 bars of smeared ambience. That push and pull is what makes the section feel like it's skidding and rolling rather than just changing volume.